Welcome back to another episode, guys. Hope everything is great over the weekend. The usual, we're just going to jump right into it. So I'm hearing a lot of Microsoft leaving the console business in the future if things don't go their way. So what I heard was Phil Spencer is saying that if they don't, you know, meet a certain quota by 2027 of like people in Game Pass and the consoles and stuff like that, that they're just going to kind of like, you know, kick the bucket. They're going to bounce from the gaming industry. And, you know, I don't know how people are feeling about this. Like, no one, I highly doubt that they're very happy about it, because all those people with freaking consoles are going to be very upset.
Yeah. What's funny about that?
Yeah. I think it's a very upsetting situation. Oh, go ahead, Angel. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I literally saw a video on this earlier today. That it's, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people that are probably going to be like pissed, because these are the same people that buy these consoles because they want the exclusives, only to find out that a few months later, these exclusives are going to be everywhere else.
Yep.
You know, right. PlayStation, Nintendo, you know, PC, they're going to be everywhere.
Look at so that. Even Nintendo's going to get their little dirty fingers all over it.
So it defeats the whole purpose of getting an Xbox for the exclusives when they're going to be coming out for everywhere else, including like the legit hardcore exclusives like Halo that are only ever been for console. Apparently that's going to be one of the you know, the games that gets transferred over too.
Yeah, I just think that it's a very like kind of upsetting experience, I guess, like, because I mean, to think of the thought of just like Xbox just like, you know, tapping out and just not even like, you know, I don't even know what to do at this point, because you know, they're not having really enough content and then just bright ideas to keep this whole thing going. You know what I mean?
I feel like they're starting to lack the motivation and stuff, and they're just kind of
they're
like
giving up. Like they're just throwing up the gloves.
That's what it feels like.
And the thing is, like, they almost say, like, you know, what is the point of owning a console? Whereas, like, because again, a lot of their content goes onto the PC, and they're like, oh, most people are like, so then what am I buying an Xbox for? And the thing is, it's like, I still think it's still beneficial, because a lot of people still can't afford the high-end piece, because in this rate, like, if they discontinue making the consoles, it's kind of like, damn, I'm kind of like forced to have a, you know, to pay for a $3,000 fucking PC, or even like a $5,000 PC, whatever the case is, whereas you get a console and it's only $500. So right. I just think, like, you know, if that's going to be the, like, going forward idea, it's like, whoa, I think we're in trouble here, because you know what I mean? Like, I mean, not specifically myself, but I'm saying for people out there, I'm speaking for the people. I just like, I think, you know, it's a little unfair if they're going to do that. I mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I just think like, you know, I just think they just need to recap, just have a seat, you know, go back to the conference room and figure out some things, because
which I think they are, because, you know, they said by 2027, there's still so much time
to come up with something. Now. Right.
Somebody is going to end up coming out with something, and then something's going to change. It might not be something good, or it can be something good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's still some kind of hope there for people with Xboxes. You know, I never really, you know, cared for the Xbox too much.
Right.
Obviously, I got my PS5 and my Steam Deck, so I'm pretty, you know, set for anything.
Right.
But I think, I don't know. I've been saying this since Starfield. I said they're gonna go down the shithole. They're gonna get flushed down the toilet.
Yeah.
Because they were they wanted this game to be like their best thing, and they were like going with it.
And it seemed like they were piping it up so much just for it to flop.
Well, they
it didn't necessarily flop. It just didn't get as much recognition,
as
much
attraction as they thought it would.
Yeah,
they
thought that they predicted that this was supposed to replace Master Chief on how big it was, and it's like,
how are you going to replace Master Chief?
That was
he's already like, set that, in stone, dude.
Yeah.
That man is like basically the face
Microsoft. But that's how
are
they
you going to replace that?
But that's how they predicted this whole thing. They just said like, this is going to be the biggest game of Xbox history, and it's like that's what the lead up was.
Was it though?
Right, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like that's what we were all saying. We were like all this hype, and it's like that with every game out there. When you pipe up a game this much, I guarantee it doesn't live up to the hype.
Nope.
You know what
not,
I mean?
Not so when you hype it up like that. I feel like when you start hyping it up like that, you set people's expectations a little too
way
high.
Too high. And then so, it, they come
by the time
down.
It comes out, yeah, exactly. Like when you have somebody's expectations going that high on a steady basis, and then when the game finally comes out, they're expecting so much from this game.
Right.
Just to be disappointed because it didn't live up to their expectations because of how they were piping up the game.
Yeah. I know. It just really sucks for the people who own Xbox or who are really big Xbox fans.
Right.
Then, yeah. Like to know that there's a high potential in the future that this, like the Xbox they have, will be the last one that they ever have.
Which is a crazy sentiment. When you think about it.
Like Andrew just said, it's like, it's such a crazy thing to actually understand, because it's like, Xbox has been around almost as long as PlayStation has. Obviously, PlayStation's older, but it's been its competitor for a long time, you know. And you know, when you go back and think about, damn, you know, Bill Gates, when he presented the first Xbox when it came out, was like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, it was such a great, it was something different that we didn't have in the early 2000s. So to see like them just kind of like throwing up the white flag, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like, maybe they're just missing something in the link, man. They're like, it has to be more games to save it. Like, or is it something that you just need to come out with? Like, PlayStation and Nintendo, or they're not having these problems because, again, they're finding ways to keep people buying their product.
They have way more first party games.
Yeah, they had the games to back up the material. But the thing is with them, it's like they're not making it about the games. Like, they're just trying to find other loopholes to make it more of a business than go back to the roots on what they used to do back in the day for the 360. Because I feel like the 360 was still, it was good, man. It had a lot of games, man. Like
that's when it was prime.
I'm curious to what Dante has to say about this.
Yeah, I would say like it's not for sure that they're stopping, because I'm reading this article now that last Tuesday Phil Spencer was reassuring the employees that they're not getting out the hardware market when it comes to the consoles. It's just they're putting more focus onto, I guess, marketing the third party games or whatnot. And that's where the other rumor comes along, where people are saying like they might sell it, their main first party games to like other consoles now, with like Gears of War and Starfield and, you know, like all their main stuff. That's another thing.
But that was their trademark. Like, that's what really helped build them up. Like, those games in particular. And it's like, yes, they might be rumors, and we still don't know. We don't know if it's like 100% set in stone. But the fact that, you know, yeah, we're focusing up on marketing is like, okay, but you have a big enough team to focus up on both aspects of it, the games and the marketing. So why are we turning our heads going towards marketing more than, you know what I mean, than actually the video games? You know what I mean? Like, they get what the foundation of their company, you know what I mean? It's just confusing. Like, what are we doing here, guys?
This is they still have plenty of time, I think. And, you know, I feel like that they have some kind of, you know, backup plan in a way, but if that fails, then it's all over at this point. You know what I mean?
I guarantee, you know, PlayStation's probably rubbing their hands right now. It's like, God damn, about time they gave up and realized that we're better than them.
I mean, they're still going against Nintendo.
Nintendo is infinite. They would never, you would never see them put down those boxing gloves, man. Telling
like, they're there forever.
They're like, we've been around longer than both of you guys combined. So, I mean, you guys end up being more and selling more, but it's okay. We've been around longer.
Yeah, and plus I'm like also seeing that like the past, like the run of the two systems, the newer generations of the PS5 and the Xbox, the PS PlayStation has been like surpassing them in the past two semesters of like their run. So it's like... Mm-hmm. I guess that's like another thing that's discouraging them from like really pushing through with the first party games, and them trying to put more focus on the third parties and
I guess, selling the IPs off to other consoles or whatnot. But that'd be really crazy if they actually pull through and you just end up seeing like a Halo on PlayStation eventually.
That'd be wild, dude.
It's crazy.
Playing Halo on PlayStation, like their name is so big and it's such a big company. Like to see them just flop like that is wild. That's going to go down in history.
That will go down in history. But I think that would bring like a fucking riot or something. Cause like the Xbox fans would be like, there's no fucking way that we're going to allow this to be on their side. It's just, it doesn't make sense. Playing.
I can see the memes rolling through soon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? But I mean, like Don said, it's like a lot of their major platforms are getting transitioned to like, you know, PlayStation. You know what I mean? Like they're sharing them now. And I don't know, because I mean, I feel like even with, you know, Helldivers, like that was supposed to be exclusively the PlayStation, but then, you know, they're sharing it with PC.
PC, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. Like what Don said, they're trying to focus up on marketing. Would that actually be more beneficial for them to market? You know, I don't know what they're profiting off of, because if their games are going to be on another console, it's like the more profit is going to go towards them, not them. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'm sure they get a cut deal with them.
Yeah, but it won't be,
that's like reasonable.
It won't be the percentage that they're looking for. You know,
probably not.
No, then,
you know, knowing PlayStation, they'll be like, well, I really don't care about this game because we got better ones.
Yeah, they're going to be like, well, we'll cut you in on this deal. You'll probably get like maybe, you know, 30% while we get like 70. You know.
Like, I can see that happening.
That's the point. I'm like, why did they buy Blizzard and Activision like last year?
That's another thing. They probably could have never like kept up with it. I have no idea. That probably is what killed them. For all we know.
Because they put down so much money for just to buy both of those companies and just to fuck over PlayStation and the court.
Yeah, you talking about the buyout, right? With Activision and Blizzard?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much to keep it the sales away from PlayStation. Like that was like the whole point of like getting all that profit when it comes to like games like, you know, Call of Duty and the other game, I forget what it's called. Overwatch.
Yeah, well, PlayStation's like, well, thank you for buying Activision for me and now you can give it back. Because that's like, what's gonna happen. If Xbox flops, they're gonna have to just, like you said, get them to play their all their games on the other platforms because they want to share their games. But right. You know,
and Don, they went and did a buyout. No, they were renting. Now it's like their lease is up, and now
it's like a 2-year lease.
Yeah, and like PlayStation's like, you know what? We're gonna actually buy it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like so now PlayStation just has to sit back and just wait.
Oh yeah, they got their feet up and they're, you know, with the sandals out and everything. They're like
So technically at this point, PlayStation has no competition really.
No.
Because Nintendo's doing its own thing and PlayStation's doing its own thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's so wild to think about.
What I find like, you know, interesting though is like let's say Microsoft is falling off the map, right? Let's say that's already done deal, it's official and all that. The one thing that we can say for sure is that Microsoft did give us some crazy ass franchises.
Oh my god, like, yeah. Gears of War.
Like, Gears of War, Halo, God, you know, God of War. Like these are some titles.
Well, God of War is PlayStation.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go. My bad. That was my you guys get it. but bottom line though is it gave us some really good franchises that have been around for like the longest time.
Right.
So like they like, you know, as far as like a competition goes, they were putting up one hell of a fight and we can't take that part away from them.
No,
they definitely got the recognition.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
Like
the fact
that they're going out like this is wild to me.
That's what I'm saying. It's hurting for a lot of fans who've been around since the beginning, you know, the first Xbox, all, you know, it's been with them throughout their whole career. You know what I mean? And to see them say like, damn guys, like, you know, we're not really like fully given up. But we have to go back to the drawing board and kind of figure out some things for their, you know, I guess like, again, like their marketing shit. Like,
damn, can you imagine like your kids in the future, like past 2030 and then be like,
what is an Xbox?
Yeah, in my day, we used to play Xbox.
Xbox? Yeah, I was about to say, what is that? That's like, I just want them to figure out something that won't completely, like, again, these are all just rumors. We're just speculation. I just want them to figure out some way to keep their hopes up, man. To, you know, keep their fans believing like they're going to actually do something good with their company. You know what I mean?
And I agree with you.
The idea that they're going to be able to pull through this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not a huge Xbox fan, but I have had Xboxes in the past. Mm-hmm. But I hope that they get through this because I don't want to see Xbox gone. You know right. what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. It's like seeing one of the most monumental, you know, companies of gaming that helped push gaming, that brought a lot of people together and shit as fans. It's like, you know, to see them, if they go down, man, it's like a lot of people in the gaming community are just going to be like, get the fuck. Because, I mean, you got people that would be like, okay, yeah, we still got PC. We can still play the games off there. But that's not the point that we're trying to make. We're just trying to say that Microsoft is, you know, it sucks to see them hurting at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. We might never see, you know, cross platform anymore.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's gonna be.
I was about to say, and another thing is too, like they recently got rid of all their physical games. Like in Walmart, they stopped continuing to sell them, and Walmart's and Best Buy as well too. So it's like, but at the same time, I would argue, like a lot of people are saying, like, oh no, they actually ahead of the game of going towards just being primarily on PC because all the other consoles are going to probably eventually get to that point of like, how all the hardware part of the consoles are pretty much matching up with PC, trying to keep up with PC parts.
Now they already did something similar to this. I don't know if they did already, but if they make something that is already, like if it's an Xbox, but it's combined with a tower, like a PC, you know, in general, like it's sort of like a PC already.
Do what I said before on the last episode, yeah. Make one fucking super system that they all chip in for.
They're not going to do that. They don't want to look like, I just feel like Microsoft doesn't want to look like.
Yeah, but they'll still have their own launchers like Steam. They'll still have like their PlayStation store, make all their money off of there. Their Microsoft store, make all their money off of there.
I agree.
Like, why do we need like four or five different systems? Just make one fucking system for everything. We're able to play everything. Oh, you have to buy this subscription to play this game. Cool, I'll buy it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
can I ask you a question regarding that, Daniel? Because I just kind of wanted to like roll with the idea just for a really quick second. How much do you think that system would cost if they did do something like that? When I say like how much do you think it's going to cost, I mean like actually think about
themselves
and as far as like their normal like price range for like new stuff, like really, like, you know what I mean? I just want to see what your thought process is on that.
If I'm being realistic, yeah. I would say probably like $1,200.
Yeah.
Like low base.
Yep.
I could probably see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you think about it, the PC already does everything as it is.
That's exactly where I was about to go with that.
So if you're rolling, like again, if everything is like the system, basically the PlayStation basically has like a 3080 in it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that all these newer systems are starting to build like PCs, why not just build a PC with PlayStation launcher,
right?
Xbox launcher.
Yep.
You know, Steam, just have it all on there. Just fucking pay for it instead of wasting money on these big ass fucking systems that I can't even put in a small crevice of a place. I have to have it as a fucking trophy on the top of my thing, my dresser.
Another beneficial part, if they did decide to, you know, go with the PC aspect of it, let's say, you know, it gets to a point where like the games are now getting too powerful for the system. You don't have to buy a whole new system.
You just buy the part.
That one piece. Yeah. You can just change out that one piece, pop in the new one, boom. Now you're basically a tip-top shape again. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier than like, you know, having
4 years system. Later, you want to 4 years later, you want to upgrade. This is our next generation. Here, another $200. Bam.
And it's place, only replace so much it. Better.
Done.
And it's only so much better than the other. It's not like a monumental difference.
It's just the question
start,
is
start our own fucking business over here. Jesus.
Just the question is, will they actually go through with that?
Absolutely not, because fucking companies are greedy.
Absolutely not. Nope.
It was just a theory.
Yeah, it's such a cool concept to grasp, but it's just like
some fan theories and concepts. That's all it is.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's such a cool concept to grasp, but it's like for them to.
I promise, guys. Like the audience, just know that we're not fucking we know that it won't work. It's just an idea.
Just something fun to think about.
I can see a lot of our fans saying that too. It's like they're like, ah, no, guys, come on.
Like this guy's a dumbass. Yeah,
they're like, come on, guys, let's be serious for a second. That would never happen.
No, absolutely not. Like at I love point, my PlayStation. I think it looks great.
Yeah.
At that point, if Xbox Game Pass going against Steam, if they like primarily go just PC, so they just have to compete with Steam on their library with games. Which would be interesting to see, because a lot of what Steam has is already available on Game Pass, so vice versa.
Well, that only makes sense because Microsoft computers, you know, they're always like kind of together in a way,
right?
So it's just the fact that PlayStation, you know, always stingy, but they're not that stingy lately, which I give it to them, because they've been you know, after a year or two, they move it over to PC. They're like, here, you can have our little leftovers, our crumbs.
But that started recently. Like when we say recently.
That's what I said. That's why I said recently.
Yeah.
So another thing is that Helldivers is cross-platform with PC and PS5, which is, I'm very fucking surprised.
It's actually really cool.
We might as well just jump into that one too. So is Helldivers what Sony needs to fill out their release schedules and stuff like that? Like, do we need Helldivers right now?
I think PlayStation definitely needed something like this for sure, because like a lot of multiplayer games they haven't had. Like, I mean, there's
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I was gonna say like they have a lot, but it's just it's not to this level where it's like Helldivers right now. If you look on IGN's page or any other page right now, they're the most played. It's streamed the most right now. Like it is actually doing really, really good out there.
I heard that it had a rough launch.
Yeah, it did.
It was booting people out. The servers were down.
So the game was crashing because me and my buddies on there that were playing it. We all experienced like a, you know, it just kind of crashes and then you got to go back to the launch.
Now, remember 2023, 2024 now, if you haven't noticed the trend, when these games come out, they're shit.
Yeah.
And then they get better.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077. Yeah. So honestly, that doesn't surprise me, but the fact that it's still getting all the recognition that it's getting
on top of that.
So I think that's good. Because we kind of already expected it. You know what I mean? We kind of expected like there's gonna be bugs, there's gonna be stuff, you know, the patches and
still,
stuff like that.
There's still things in the game that, you know, for guys who already played it, it's like, you know, when you go back on your ship and you're waiting to jump into one of the planets, they have this like little arcade machine that's like right in the right corner. And it's like, you can tell clearly like they're in a later patch, they're probably going to have like a little mini game in there for you to play. So there's still more things that they're probably going to bring to this game.
But that's just it. When it does work, it's an actually good game. Yeah. Like the game is fucking fun. So I'm definitely going to get it if I get more people to play with me. Cause again, that's how I am. I won't get the game unless, you know, you can play it by yourself, but it is a multiplayer, you know, high game.
Nah, I think this,
on that point, I actually agree with Daniel. Like I've said this so many times, like it doesn't matter how fun the game really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can play it like for hours and hours, you know, cause it's a really fun game, but at some point, it doesn't matter how fun it is. You're going to get bored playing by yourself when there is like a vast aspect of like being able to play multiplayer. Like, for example, like let's throw in an idea, Warframe. All right. Warframe is a very fun game. There's so much to do in that game. But if you're constantly playing alone by yourself all the time, or like even if you're playing with randoms, at some point, you're going to be like, damn, I wish I had somebody to play with. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of how fun it is.
Yeah, you need people to talk to. I mean, yes, you can talk to the randoms, but you don't know these fucking
people. I was going to say, like, this is definitely not one of those games, like, you can just play by yourself. Like, you can play with randoms, that's fine. I go for it if that's what you want. But this is more of a game to have a party with. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a group of fans or for family.
Multiplayer heavy.
Yep. So I just don't think, like, you can be by yourself. That's just me. I mean, but...
the premise is like you get like a group of your friends and you go against like these big creatures.
The
right?
game extreme, like it does definitely get harder within time, like within the waves, obviously. Like you have level 1 to 4. I don't know if it goes up to 5 or anything like that, but you have to do a lot on each planet. It's not just knocking down the nest, killing the bugs. You have a lot of different objectives, and it takes a while for you to actually 100% a planet. It takes a very long time.
And that's a good thing. You want to keep busy.
There is a shit ton of planets within the solar system that we have in the game. Like once you actually access the little table with the world in it, you go in there and you could see as a lot of planets that are just locked. So they give you a lot of content in this game, in this multiplayer game. So I think that's pretty cool.
Me and Nick was actually talking about this offline of like, this is good for PlayStation because they kind of lack in that department where it comes to online gaming.
Yeah, lately they had a lot of single player games.
Yeah, they
needed a multiplayer.
Yeah, they're the top dog when it comes to story heavy based games. Ain't nobody touching them. Let's go. We all can agree with that. But at least we can see that they're more dabbling into multiplayer games, and that gives them the better advantage if they could keep. This was a test, and they did success. Like it was successful.
I think they did great.
So if they can keep this on a good train where they're juggling both. Oh man, this is like a place. Look, then Xbox is probably going to fucking be like, I just give up. You know what I mean? Like
they're pretty much at that point now.
The whole point of the third parties, because most of those are online, like the Fortnites and the Call of Duty. So you get that, it's over.
Yep.
Yeah. I have a question. So do you think that PlayStation has like a release schedule problem? Like releasing their games, you think they're too long or they delay too much or anything like that? I don't think so. I think they've been pretty good with releasing their games.
I was about to say, we don't really have too many delays unless, you know, it's an unexpected situation that happens. You know what I mean? But that's actually rare. I mean, especially with their bigger games coming out, like it's mostly they're mostly accurate.
Lately they've been on top of, fulfilling their quota when it's going to release and stuff like that. So I don't think they really had any problems with that.
I don't think so. I think we haven't had a problem with even like their more exclusive triple A games that were coming out like recently. Like it's not happened. Like,
and they surprised us with fucking God of War, Valhalla shit.
And they're doing really good with surprises like that. Right. Like that's fucking great. Like,
and they literally told us the game, and then they were like, yeah, it's available tonight. I'm like, what?
Yeah, DLC. Free. The fact that it was free was like, oh, shit. Like, this is fucking...
Oh, they're generous. They must have got some kind of loan or something. I mean, some kind of payment up front somewhere.
Yeah. It's
They got a nice tax return. I'm telling you right there.
Oh, no, it's half of Microsoft's money already. All right.
Yeah. They probably already seen it coming. They was like, you know what? We could give shit out for free for the next month.
They predicted it a while ago.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think a lot of their games are coming out. Like they haven't had any issues with delays or nothing like that. I mean, I don't know if like PC is different or any other platform, but as far as PlayStation involved, like I don't think they're pretty good with like the releases.
Yeah, I think PC's got it locked down with releasing games. They release a game every week.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah. So well,
I think more or less, like the third parties are having problems. Like Forspoken got delayed, like to no other.
Yeah, to come out as a shit game.
Yeah, exactly.
that one was probably like one of the worst times in recently.
And now, if you're talking about Xbox, I know that's not the concept. All right, but
Redfall, we got.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Hellblade.
We're still waiting on that shit.
Like, it's a lot of delays that on that side, man. They're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's honestly great for business, to be honest with you. That's terrible.
Starting to be like Kanye, just delaying shit all the time.
Oh yeah, that's another thing I forgot to mention. It's like Hellblade, like they literally didn't get the release that yet, and they're already talking about getting rid of their first party. It's like that's, and Hellblade was supposed to be one of their bigger games. Like
That's one of the most anticipated games that last year and this year.
Yeah, I was about to say the Xbox really has. That's their Final Fantasy that they're getting. That's it. Yeah. Like, they don't.
Which is crazy because they only got one other one of it. Like this will be the second one,
right?
And it's so like well known already.
Yep. And the fact, I mean, it's just one game that it's coming out on their side. They need more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. We'll see what their showcase is gonna bring when they bring it out.
It sounds like they're
Fable coming up too.
But, which one?
Fable. I don't know. If
Fable, and then they have OD.
Yeah, wasn't Avowed on there too?
Avowed. Yeah, but I think that's third party. I think that's for all of them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't that on the other platforms too? It's like PlayStation.
Yeah, I think it's on everything. That I'm waiting for over all of them, honestly.
Yeah, Avowed is fire. Avowed is fire.
All right, so I want to talk about Switch passing 143 million units in the lifetime sales, and then tops 122 million annual player users.
Wild. It's such a wild thing to think about, like. Like I think like the question was like with PS2, like is it like, you know, did it surpass, like is it like, will it come close to it? It's already have, like, I think it's what, 136 around there, 136 units around there. I think it's sold 100.
I'm not sure. I'm checking now. Yeah. I know we talked about it before on earlier episodes, but
I think
I'm not 100% sure.
I think it's 136 million units that they sold.
Actually, it sold over worldwide. The PS2 has sold over 158 million.
Yeah.
So it's close.
But this is what I said to Don. I said the fact that a console that came out when Angel was born, it's like, and it's still like, consoles are still not touching that. Like it's mind blowing, dude. Like
PS2 belongs on the Hall of Fame, bro.
It is still the top dog. Like I feel like eventually there will be a console that will outsell it at some point. The Switch is coming near it, but I don't see it surpassing it, because it would have to sell 26 million more to pass it.
But if you think about it, PS2 still being sold like off third parties, like off of just people being sold, selling it to each other and shit.
Right.
So technically it'll be more than that, but yeah. my brother just bought a PS2 to play retro games.
Right.
Instead of using his his PC, because he's a fucking idiot.
Alex, right?
Yeah, I love you, Alex, but you're an idiot.
Yeah. Didn't you send us a picture of it? I'm pretty sure he sent us a picture.
Say again, Don.
I was about to say, to be fair, the Switch is like they had a lesser time than PS2, because PS2.
They did. But
they caught up fast for, like, you know, coming out.
Yes. That's why I said it's pretty close. Like, it's crazy.
It's still crazy, because during the PS2 time, again, like it wasn't really much to offer. But the fact that everybody had one in their house, and it's like, yo, everyone, it like that was such a massive release when it came out, the early 2000s.
Like Don, you still got to think about it like that for that time, for the PS2,
that was crazy.
That was wild.
Yeah. Oh yeah, trust me. I know they literally got the biggest catalog.
I give Nintendo the credit for just like how long it's been out for. I think 2013.
Switch. Yeah, Switch has been out since 17.
17. Oh, okay. So 2017, and it's only been how many years already? Like what, 10 around there?
It's been like 7 years.
Like 130. Yeah. 7 years. Because again, like you got, I said that to Don. I was like, this is more of a child friendly kind of console. Like people were buying it for more of their kids.
Like, you're getting it for not only adults but for children too.
Right.
So you're getting double whammy there.
Right. So that's where most of those sales and that were going towards that. Whereas the PS2 was more for teenagers and adults, because that's not like more of a child. Like there's child friendly games to play on there, but that's not what it was for. It was mainly meant for, like, you know, teen and up.
Also, you have to think about, we have the original Switch, we have the Lite Switch, and we have the OLED Switch. You have three different Switches that you're, you know, buying off. So that doesn't really split the time or the thing of which Switch was bought. That just tells you that all of them in total
combined.
Yeah, we're bought. So
I can see them surpass. You know, they probably if they delay the Switch 2 even more this year, they probably catch up by like 3 or 4 more years.
But why? Like, why would you need to do that?
Yeah, I was about to say, Don. I was gonna say like that number might just stay. Like Don's sort of right, but I don't like it. Won't it still won't come close to 158? I feel like it will probably stop at maybe 140 ish around there.
There's a diagram here. I'm gonna let you finish though. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's gonna stop around like 140. That's my prediction. I think 140 ish because already there's going to.
Well, it's already 140. It's 140 million.
40 million. Okay. So it still needs about 20 more million for it to outsell the PlayStation 2. But the thing,
I know it's like, imagine like people that can't afford a Switch 2, they probably still try to buy the original Switch.
You're right. But I feel like they'll gravitate towards more of the 2 when it comes out. They're going to want the 2 more. Like,
yeah, the thing is that what's going to happen is that the original Switch or Switch OLED, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people like myself included, I'm going to sell my Switch that I have now
to make
up the difference for the Switch 2.
Right.
Because that's what I do. I get rid of the older console and then I get the new one.
Right. I think. Like Don, like you said, I still think there is going to be people buying it. Yeah, but I just don't see it because there is another edition coming out for that console. I just don't see it surpassing it. If it was just this is the primary focus for the next couple more years, like you said, 4 more years, maybe we can see it passing the PS2. But it's only going to come close to it. I don't see it passing 158. I just don't see it.
I mean, the Nintendo.
It came out 2017, and then it's already got to catch up to it. It's like, I feel like at the pace it's going, if it keeps going down that road, right, it's probably, you know, eventually.
But
I don't know.
But
the Nintendo DS has sold over 154 million.
Yeah.
So it needs to pass 154 to surpass. It'll be the most selling Nintendo
product
console. Nintendo console in general of all time.
It still needs some work, but it's gonna be hard to say because like the two is right around the corner.
But that's still good in that short amount of time.
Yeah, it is.
Years,
it is.
That's not a lot of time.
It
for
is
a console.
It's impressive. I'm not gonna say it isn't. It's really good. I just think like at some point the number is. Like again, like it's not going to hit that high. I just think like it's going to stop eventually because of the 2 is right around the corner.
I think it's going to get close to at least
the DS. Yes, I think the DS, but not PlayStation. I just don't
not
see
PlayStation. No, it's not passing PlayStation. That's a lot, dude. $158 million.
The PS5, like Danny, the PS5 and the Xbox, they still come nowhere near those numbers. Like,
dude. No, I don't think anything's going to come past the PS2, dude. That was the greatest fucking creation of life.
It really was, man.
Since the fucking Big Bang, dude.
I feel like, like Don can agree, man. Like you, I'm telling you, there was so much to offer on PS2, man.
Oh, yeah.
You had that fucking pack thing that goes in the back for internet. Are you kidding me?
You play play movies on it. Back at that time, like, yo, you just got a DVD from Best Buy or some shit like that. Bring it home and then watch it on the PS2.
Oh, you could watch it on a PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
Fucking crazy.
Mind you,
dude,
we didn't have streaming services back then. We actually had to buy CDs. Like,
no, we had the fucking DVD on repeat all night.
Burning
CDs. That's what the hell I did. All right, so, anything else on it you guys want to say about the Switch?
Hey, good job, guys. I think you guys did a fantastic job selling as much as you did. That's all I got to say.
You know, round of applause for you guys. Good job. At least you're not like Xbox right now. Sorry, too soon, dude. Too soon.
Dude, somebody's crying in the background right now.
So did anybody see the Knuckles trailer?
I did. They've been really advertising the shit out of that on Instagram and YouTube.
Bro, you can see my face right now.
It looks cool. It looks pretty cool. I like it.
It's kind of
animation style. I think it looks amazing.
It looks just like the movie.
Good concept, good idea, nice animation and everything. But if you really watch it for a second, like replay and like really pay attention, it's so fucking cheesy, dude.
That's what I thought Sonic was like when I was seeing it.
No, I think Knuckles is way cheesier. Like the one hit line things, man. It's like someone taking a cheese grater right over your head. It's so cheesy.
I just never liked the combination of live action and, you know, CGI 3D animation. It just doesn't match up well to me. Like, I never liked that. So,
everything.
Yeah.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Dom, but that's everything.
Yeah, that's everything.
Everything is fucking CGI
nowadays. Yeah, this is the
animation like Spider-Verse, you know, in like anime movies.
I agree with you. Like, shit like that. I would do like they did for, like you said, like Spider-Verse, or do it like Mario, like the animation shit, like cartoony Mario shit like that. Do it that way. Stop making fucking live action things like Danny Phantom. Why are we making a live action Danny Phantom?
Oh, God.
Second.
Come on.
I didn't even hear about that. That's a thing.
Well, we'll save it. We'll save that for the next episode.
That's crazy. That's
fucking wild, dude.
I don't know. I think it's it looks pretty good, man. I mean, I think Knuckles is kind of a well fucking liked character.
I like Knuckles.
Yeah.
But it's so cheesy.
And then the thing is, like, it's not a movie. It's a TV. Like, I don't know if most people.
It's a TV show. Yeah, it's a short TV show to basically fill in the shoes of the next movie.
Yeah, Sonic 3, I think. Right.
So there's. This is like the in-between, I guess. I feel like they're trying to do like a Marvel Universe type shit now.
With Sonic.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm just not watching the trailer. It has Kid Cudi as one of the villains.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that?
Dante. Oh. It's fucking Parmesan cheese here. It's so fucking cheesy, dude. It's so fucking cheesy. Sad.
That is ridiculous.
I'm like, the first two movies was good, but what are you doing now? Like,
what are we doing here? I mean, the fact that they're trying to turn it into like a multiverse thing, like, it's pretty.
I'm all for the multiverse thing, but just make it a fucking movie. Don't make with these cheesy pickup line shit that they're going.
Who's doing the voice acting for Knuckles?
It's Idris Elba.
Oh, interesting. He was in the second one. That's right.
Yeah.
But they've been promoting the shit out of this. I mean, they, you know, they're like, oh, you know, this is might be actually one of the best Sonic show. Like, I mean, first off, it's not gonna be better than Sonic X. Like back in the day, come on, let's be honest.
I know you've seen Kid Cudi's faces, like all the stupid ass faces he's making. I'm like, my kid could make better faces than that. Come on, bro. What are you
doing? They should have kept him on the soundtrack because I know he did like the soundtrack for the
music is dope. I like his music. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, they should. I don't think they should have. It was pretty too soon for a Sonic series. They should have kept it to the movies, you know.
When is this?
Maybe not the movie.
When is this set to release? I think it's in the summer, I think.
I'll tell you in just a second. It really doesn't tell you.
And
yeah, I was watching the trailer. It doesn't really tell you. It just says, it doesn't say anything. Unfortunately,
but yeah, they did series. I mean, made it like 2D, like the because I know they recently put like a 2D animated Sonic series on Netflix. So they should have went that route. That I feel like that would have looked better than.
There it is. There it is. Stream it April 26th.
All right, so spring, nice.
Yeah, so 6 days after my kid's birthday, but it's only a 6-episode event. Again, it's only to fill in the spot so you get caught up for the second one because they're probably just going to throw you in.
Is it going to be
confused?
Is it going to be like a straight six, I think, or is it going to be like every week kind of thing?
That's a good question. Yeah. I have no idea.
Because it's going to be on Paramount, I think, for you guys.
Like, yeah, Paramount Plus. Yep. Yeah. It's not going to be for me. It's going to be on,
we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
The seas.
No, thanks. I mean, I'll watch it because, you know, why not? It's just there. But, like, why so cheesy, though? That's the only thing that's bothering. I kind of understand that was a rhetorical question because I know it's, like, targeted towards the kids and whatnot. But, right. Fuck, dude. Like, what are you doing?
It's just painful because, like, for us, when we grew up on Sonic, it's like, you know, seeing this is like, what are we doing, guys?
Like, just exactly like the, remember when they first announced the Sonic movie and he was like all fucked up and shit? We're like, no.
Yeah, that thing.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
He was like abomination.
That was the biggest uproar.
Yeah, and then have you guys ever seen that Chipmunk movie, the live action Chipmunks?
Oh, yeah, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah.
Not Alvin and the Chipmunks. The Chip and Dale.
Oh yeah, that was bad, dude.
Sonic, the fucked up Sonic was in there. He was like, I forgot what he was, what they called him. It's like Derpy Sonic or some shit like that. About. Yeah.
He got like Down syndrome.
Yeah, he looked like he had something wrong with him. He had like people teeth and shit. Like, it's so weird.
So many people
complained about it that they had to redesign the character.
They actually still used that older version and they made him a funny character in the Chipmunk Chip and Dale movie.
Right. They should have. It would have been cool to see like a Shadow in the style of like the old Shadow game and for the GameCube, like with the two Uzis, and have like the human characters be like Final Fantasy looking. Graphics, like if they would have went that kind of route, that would have been a sight to see.
Yeah, it's pretty wild for sure.
If it is gonna go to CG, bro, that is,
yeah. So, April 26th, anybody wants to go stream it, you know, comment, let us know what you guys think about it. So who can you guys see entering the console race? Do you guys like, I kind of see maybe Samsung making a console, maybe. Who knows? Apple, maybe. They're already starting with the phone.
Honestly, I feel like Apple's a pretty good, you know, contender for starting that into it for sure.
So, in my opinion, I think they're both good. I would lean towards Samsung because if it's going to be Apple, it's going to be more than your house. So, it, you know,
just for like that $1,300 fucking was it the iVision Pro thing?
Yeah, I think that's why Aaron wanted to talk about that, because I think like you're seeing a lot of people just kind of like, I've seen a TikTok, there was like actually a guy driving or some shit, and then he got out of his car and it is like, I think the caption says, what is the this is the next generation of life. Or something like that. I was like, oh, because he shut the door and then he's actually like playing one around with his fingers and shit. I'm like, yo, this is. But to see Apple do it, I think Apple can definitely do it. I just think that it's going to be very expensive. But I think Samsung can be more of a better contender. It's like more of like, if you had to compare, I would say Apple would be Xbox and fucking, you know, just more expensive and more fancier. And then Samsung would be more of PlayStation, because I just think Samsung would just give out the time and the money to make sure like their gaming console can actually be more beneficial for like the gaming community. Whereas, you know, Apple would be more targeted for people like not just gaming, but just it would be more like a PC in a way, but like it would do more stuff, right? Like it wouldn't just do what we want it to do. Whereas, like, it's just a simple plug in and play. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to do more than what we want it to do. And it's like, it's going to be too expensive. And it's like, we didn't need all the features that we crammed up in this. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, if Apple gets their feet wet with the gaming consoles and stuff, I think they're going to do some like holographic shit.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to do some crazy
shit.
They're pretty much in the future already.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, they're in the future for rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably more likely to do it because they already collab with Kojima with Death Stranding on the Vision Pro. Like, it's a version on there now where you can play through that VR set.
Yeah, Dan, that's cool. Let's give Kojima a call and tell him, like, hey, half your fans can't afford this guy.
Jesus. Holy shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it's a great thing to add on there. I'll be like, Kojima, what are you doing, man? $3,000 is a lot to play your games or do whatever you want on there. Like, what are we doing?
Unfortunately, that's just the economy of the people who just buy anything that has Apple slapped onto it. It's like,
I know they have a car now, I think, too, right? And then I think I've seen something like that where it was like Apple had like their own vehicle or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's a real thing, but It's just anything engineered by Apple is just you're paying for the product. Listen, their phones are great. Their products are great. Their headphones are good. But I'm talking about, like, if they actually were to make a console, like, again, this thing, we're not even just talking about pricing, but again, like,
it'll be some crazy shit.
Will be some crazy shit. Like, it would be something that would be like, like really modern. Like, holy shit. Like,
and I feel like I could see Disney, because I know they also collabing with Disney currently with Apple, and I could see Disney trying to make games through the Vision Pro to bring it onto that platform just to, you know, profit off of that. I could see it on like you know, other people that are affiliated with them bringing in like their gaming ideas to them. You know, not Apple doing it themselves, but like outside sources coming to them to use their platform to present games. I could see that happening.
A very interesting, you know, blueprint to make overall, like with those two companies, two powerful companies. But Don, we should be afraid of that price, because those two only care about money.
Oh yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I'm like, I'm never gonna touch that shit with a 10-foot pole.
Those two right there, if they're actually cooking something up in the lab, like if they really had to think about something, it'd just be like, oh shit. Like, and then, you know, Disney would be like, well, we get to actually censor out a lot of the things that, you know, that are not child friendly. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be interesting, man.
Yeah, the Vision Pro already, like, people are trying to access, you know, explicit adult content on the Pro, but it's not allowing them to. So cool. I think they might have that covered so far, at least.
Yeah,
until you get factors into it.
But. I mean, you're an idiot if that's what you're doing. That's not what it's designed for. It's actually meant to do like simple tasks and watch movies, and you know what I mean, like. Not look at porn. I mean, that'd be a great thing. A big screen.
I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons why that you can use it.
They're like, oh, we're looking at that community.
Like, they probably have a dedicated spot for Vision Pro section for, you know, they keep it disclaimer and private. There's like an incognito mode in there.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the glass. Like, they have their own app on there with the glasses on there. And
yep.
Like,
yep. With the guy with the trench coat and the hat, you know?
That's like the stay away zone. Like,
that's some real Cyberpunk 2077.
And knowing Apple, they probably have some kind of dumbass animation of like some guy in a trench coat, you know, telling you to come here in the alleyway.
Yeah, it's just like.
And it's all like a porn section.
He's like, he's using his index finger to call him over. Yeah. But I think I just think Samsung would be like the more top competitor when it would be something like that. I don't know. I just think like they've been the top when it comes to like actually creating different devices and shit, not just phones. Like, they've done a lot. They dabbled into a lot of different designs. So I just feel like they can do like TVs, refrigerators. Like, they've done a lot of other things. You know, Apple's just done devices and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I agree. Right. I mean, they have Apple TV, so they do movies and shows now too.
Right. But Samsung is more like, more out there when it comes to actually inventing. So
yeah, they have TVs, they have fucking
dishwashers,
right? Like, yeah, I get it.
So I just think like they would have the more of the upper hand when it would come to like gaming consoles and shit. That would be fucking great. Like,
I think they'll both get it because they're both pretty high in innovation and shit. Well, not so much of Apple as far as innovation, but I'm saying like, but Apple has their OS is, I would say, is better than Samsung's.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
As much as I don't like Apple products, I would say their like interface is way better.
Way simpler, like, it's way so, better.
It's simple, smooth. It just works.
It does everything Samsung, you need it to do.
Samsung, there's a bug like every other day, and then you got to update it every week. You got to update it every week, or something just doesn't work for that day, and you got to fucking reset your phone. Like, it's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
But I still go with Samsung only because of the freedom, and I don't have to be asked every day to add $5 a month for more space.
Yes.
No, thank you.
And I was going to say, like, at least on Samsung, when you're downloading apps, like, you don't really need like money to have in there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can download
like
a free
we just
app,
want like, your wink, wink credit card on there. Wink, wink, just in case, you know, even though it's free, but just put your credit card information and your address and your social and your date of birth, and we just want all your information.
Just make sure you read those terms and agreements, like.
just to be on the safe side, throw us your banking, you know, information.
No, they say terms and agreements. They say, yeah, feel free to read it, but we know you're not going to read it because it's so long that you're just going to get tired halfway through, and then you're still going to accept it anyway. So just do that.
It's going to be like collects all your data.
Dude, yeah, that thing is like 12 pages long. Like when you actually read the term,
every terms of agreement. I probably sold my soul for all I know. On something, on a game or something.
For sure we've done it at some
Yeah,
point.
I'm sure they own something of mine. Probably a kidney for all I know.
You own nothing and be happy.
Listen, I want to play the fucking game. I want to be happy playing the game. I'm going to die anyway when I get old. So why not just enjoy life as you got it.
Go out with a bang.
For me, I feel like even though I won't like it, but I feel like Apple's most likely to do it because they're already gathering properties and all their partnerships are already going towards that direction. So I also recently seen that Disney is like making like a VR kind of world where you can jump into different properties of theirs, like Pixar. You can like kind of how like Kingdom Hearts is, like you can go into their different worlds of each IP. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're doing with that, with their theme park. So yeah, I could totally see them going there, you know, in that direction.
Right.
So I'd like to add one more thing at the end. It's just going to be very short, but did you guys hear about the whole Fortnite being bought a stake, like
from Disney?
Disney bought a stake of Fortnite to add a whole bunch of shit in it.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I just think like,
They have a whole fucking plan, my friend. Yeah. They're going to add worlds and worlds, and we're going to see so much. Can you fucking imagine playing with fucking Sora?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're playing Sora. Oh my God. We're definitely going to, we're going to revisit some of the most classic, like we're going to go see Aladdin. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to see some crazy shit in there, I think, now with
they're
Disney
probably going to have fucking Lion King. They have Simba standing up with an AK. Like, what could you possibly do, bro?
I know. I want to have Jafar in there.
With Disney, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some wild shit that they're going to add in there.
Yeah.
But I would love to play with Sora. Yeah.
Can you imagine being on Pride Rock? Like,
as a map, for real.
I think if the whole, you know, Disney throws all, you know, that mix into it, they have so much under their belt that they can throw into Fortnite. Like, they can build so many things,
Jay,
and they can implement it all over the place.
Jay,
so I know you said that earlier, but like,
no, Disney owns everything.
That's what I'm saying.
There's stuff that Disney owns that we didn't even know that they owned. That's how wild it is.
Because Disney's like, yo, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, isn't Star Wars already on Fortnite too? They own that, right?
Yeah, Star Wars is on Fortnite and Marvel's on Fortnite.
Yeah. It's just a matter of time. They're gonna absorb.
No, but that's not even like scratching the surface of what they own.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Are you talking about Disney? Disney owns life. Disney, like own air.
They literally own our
they own air.
They have access to all of our social security. They know everything about us at all times.
Listen, they own so much that even the CEO of the company was like, I don't even want to be a part of this company anymore.
Yeah, he went to go freeze himself right next to Walt Disney.
he said,
wake me up in 30 years.
He was like, look, I've been in the company for 50 years. And he's like, I'm just like, I really didn't want to come. I didn't want to be the CEO of this. There's no reason to. If Disney runs itself, it's like the circle of life. Like it really does.
It really does. and I'm pretty sure he's made so much money that he can retire at 20. Like, what the fuck? He can retire at 5, bro. Like, what?
I mean, they probably doing this to make some of the money they lost with like all they're plummeting with all their movies lately. Like, a lot of them been, you know, flopping.
Yeah, Marvel movies, but not anything else.
Didn't they?
That's a Marvel problem.
Didn't what's her name? She's doing a lawsuit actually. You know, going towards Disney. What's her name? She used to be on Mandalorian. Yeah. The
oh, I know who you're
talking
about.
MMA fighter.
I don't remember her name. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The MMA fighter, the short hair chick.
Yeah, yeah, the
really hefty chick.
Yeah.
She was in Deadpool. She played as Angel.
Yes.
She's suing Disney because again, like she did a post or something like that on her Twitter, and Disney seen it and was like, I think it was like towards like Donald Trump or something. No offense, but
and they didn't like it,
and they were like, "We're firing you before this." So
that's stupid.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
Freedom of speech, people.
The thing is like not when you're with Disney. That's what we signed the contract for.
Oh, they're that's like, right. Disney owns all our rights.
Yeah, I think it had something to do with like her political view or some shit. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
It was something like it was something that you didn't really have to take that serious.
Yeah, and Disney seen it,
which kind of made sense because if she works for Disney and she's talking like that, that kind of like would backfire in a way to Disney.
Yeah, Disney's not like they're not taking any risks. They're gonna cut all ties when you do shit like that. They're gonna be like, okay, well, all right, you want to talk like that? That's fine. We'll fire you.
I kind of get it.
Yeah,
you could talk like that by yourself.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, she could. I don't know. I don't know her personal savings or whatever the case is, but like, she didn't have enough money to sue them. So she has the support of Elon Musk.
Oh, of course, right? Elon Musk wants all the hot chicks.
Well. That too, but I feel like he's the only person that can probably take these guys on. Disney is a very, very powerful company. They cannot, you can't see them actually going to, like, you know, nobody, come on, you're going to go toe-to-toe with them, they're going to win, dude. They fucking own everything.
they own their lawyers.
Yeah.
Like, another thing too, Elon Musk is actually looking into, you know, there's a lot of rumors saying he might possibly buy a percentage of Disney. Like he might like
that. See, this is why he's one of the smartest fucking people on this planet.
But Don, it's a percentage. They're like, yeah, but we
as
still
long as listen, as long as you have some stake in percentage of a company, you still have some type of right to do stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
That'd be kind of crazy if he ends up like he did with Twitter, like he bought that shit.
Yeah, but he fucked Twitter up though.
Yeah, he did. I don't get why we. X. Yeah, I know it sounds like a porn site, but.
Yo, trying to be on X tonight? You trying to be on X tonight?
Yeah, I don't get what was the name with that. I guess I know that's his company's name, but we didn't need to call it that. and then the thing is like. Right, and then the thing is, now we got to pay for subscriptions to like if you want to be a content creator, you actually have to pay him a subscription.
Well, he's a businessman, so he's trying to just find ways to, you know, make money.
And like, so some people, you had like, you know, you had to earn that badge that those creators have.
Oh, the check thing, right next to their name.
Yeah. Before you had to earn it, now you can just pay for it, and you just have all these people that are verified, quote unquote, and you've never heard of these people in your life. And you're like, who the fuck are you?
But that's sad if you had the paper. I mean, unless you actually do something that actually is worth content, or like, you know what I mean? Like, or if you're like famous for something, that makes sense to buy. I don't know. You still wouldn't buy it though. That's stupid.
Like if you have like a good amount of following, then I could, then you can explain that. Yeah. But if you're like nobody and you have like 100 followers and you're buying a badge, the hell are you doing?
That's for them to feel like a somebody. That's why.
Right. And then they'll be like commenting under people that, you know, under like a, you know, a person that actually has a following and saying, you know, leaving comments like they're somebody, and the person's looking at like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Like, do you have no following? It's clear you bought the badge. Like it's retarded.
Disney is life. Let's just say that, guys.
Disney is life. Yes.
Disney is life. Like,
especially for me, because they own Star Wars, so you know, Disney is life.
Sure. Yeah, I feel like they just, you know, they bought the sandbox, and they're just like that franchise is just playing in the sandbox. They're like, you know,
I mean, we got that new game coming out soon, so
yeah, no. Yeah. I'm not complaining. They're not really messing with the story on that, like, but everything else.
No, but they still got the rights to it.
Yeah, they definitely do.
All right. Anything else you want? Anybody want to bring up about the topics we talked about today?
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. So I hope that everybody liked this episode. We got so much more coming in next week. So comment, like, and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Peace, guys.
Peace.